Harper Audio presents Barking Up the Wrong Tree, the surprising science behind why everything you know about success is mostly wrong, by Eric Barker, read by Roger Wayne. Introduction. What really produces success? By looking at the science behind what separates the extremely successful from the rest of us, we learn what we can do to be more like them, and find out in some cases why it's good that we aren't. Two men have died trying to do this. Outside Magazine declared the Race Across America the toughest endurance event there is, bar none. Cyclists cover 3,000 miles in less than 12 days, riding from San Diego to Atlantic City. Some might think, oh, that's like the Tour de France. They would be wrong. The Tour has stages, breaks. The Race Across America, or RAAM, does not stop. Every minute riders take to sleep, to rest, to do anything other than pedal is another minute their competitors can use to defeat them. Riders average 3 hours of sleep per night, reluctantly. 4 days into the race, and the top riders must debate when to rest. With the competition tightly clustered, within an hour of each other, it is a decision that weighs heavily on them, knowing they will be passed and need to regain their position. And as the race goes on, they will grow weaker. There is no respite. The exhaustion, pain, and sleep deprivation only compound as they work their way across the entire United States. But in 2009, this does not affect the man in the number one spot. He is literally half a day ahead of number two. Yuri Robich seems unbeatable. He has won the RAAM 5 times more than any other competitor ever, often crossing the finish line in under 9 days. In 2004,